Brain Dead Radio presents.
Stand aside.
All right, live from Studio City, back again for a second episode, The Boom Patrol. My name is Randall.
I'm Marissa, Randall's girlfriend.
And we are here now, doing this.
I don't like the term girlfriend.
Why?
I don't know. I prefer lady friend.
My lady friend?
Yes. You know what, though?
I'm not cool enough to say
like
that.
If I had a friend who was a dude and I was like, oh, is this your lady friend? I'd feel kind of cool. But at the same time, it makes me think like it could possibly be your grandma.
Lady friend also sounds like hooker.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does, because you'd be like, this is my lady friend. And that sounds like I have a
That would
escort.
Be like, is this your skank gorilla?
And then that skank would be your gorilla?
Orilla.
Skankorilla.
Yeah, then that would be like your hooker chick. And you know what, in all honesty, would you have to ask if that was a hooker? Because you could really tell that was a hooker.
What if it's a classy hooker?
Like a pretty woman hooker. Yeah. Which, by the way, I was thinking about that movie the other day, and yeah, BS. You know why BS?
Insightful. Tell me more.
No, okay, wait, because I was watching SVU. And they were talking about, like, hookers and stuff, because it's usually, like, 50% of the show. And I was thinking about Pretty Woman, and then I was thinking, okay, so she's, like, a prostitute. And she gets hooked up with this really, like, high-class John. And he decides that he's gonna buy a week from her. And then she, like, falls in love with him. Because... why? I don't know why they fall in love. I guess he's like, oh, he loves me because he's willing to pay for sex. I don't know.
If there's another way to show love,
but the part that
know.
Doesn't make sense, the reality check about that movie is that, where's her pimp? Because her pimp would show up like, bitch, and grab her by the hair and be like, where's my money? Like, she was like a freelance hooker.
I've never seen Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
there's no pimp?
There's no pimp.
Isn't Richard Gere her new pimp now?
I guess. Because, like, you can't be a hooker without a pimp. It just doesn't work.
Well, maybe
because you need protection from your pimp daddy. So, like, was she freelance? She was like, I'm a freelance hooker. I don't need a pimp. She wasn't beat up. She wasn't addicted to drugs.
Julia Roberts, freelance hooker.
You know, it's like she's just a normal chick, and then she was like, you know what, I'm gonna quit college and I'm just gonna be a hooker because maybe I can make some dough.
I think that's a movie that could be remade and it'd actually be good. Like, you'd remake Pretty Woman, but instead of it being just a simple stupid story, it's like he's a John, mm-hmm. but he's also like a high powered criminal, and she's an escort, but she's a cop. An undercover cop. And then they get entangled in this whole thing because she has to try to get information out of him, and then he wants a hooker. It's very complex.
So wait, do they still fall in love? And they have like...
maybe.
Yeah, but okay, here's the thing. Like, if I was a hooker, I was a lady of the night, and I met a John, and he was like, I want you to stay with me for a week because I like to have sex, and you're a chick, and I could pay you to stay here and have sex with me.
That's sex slavery.
Yeah. Well, it's not really slavery because you get paid. But, and then, okay, and then say you do fall in love. Like, oh, you know, you do fall in love, and you get married. Would that always not be in your mind that you're, like, your husband frequently... buys hookers?
Well, if my husband bought hookers, I'd be very upset about that.
And that'd be like, yeah, you totally bought me at one point, you know?
Yeah, I imagine that whole thing would be really fucked up. But I think in the movie, wasn't there some thing where they kind of let him off the hook? Like, he's not really... he was doing it because of some reason? Like,
no.
No? He's just like, I wanted to fuck some hooker, and now I want to marry her?
Yeah.
That's
no,
weird,
and I dig
man.
Her. She seems
and
nice.
He's going, and he's like old still too, right? That was Richard Gere, and he was getting a little older, right?
No, he's like in his 40s. The same age as, well, a little bit older.
He's
than
about
Julia
the same
Roberts.
Age as
a little bit older than Julia Roberts.
No, he's.
And
older
see, that's
than
the
her.
Thing too. She didn't look all like skanked out. She didn't look like a hooker at all. Like I said, she was not addicted to drugs.
Yeah, that was back.
She
when
wasn't all like, hey, I want to do stuff to you so I can get some drug money. It was like, why would she hook in the first place? And pay rent? Don't get a job, you know? Like, hookers, they're usually, like, homeless, or they live in apartments with, like, seven other people in there, and it's, like, an apartment that is owned by their pimp, you know? So it was, I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, that would never happen. Mm. I now say boo to Pretty Woman.
So you don't like Pretty Woman?
I never really liked that movie, but I was thinking about that when I was watching SVU. And I was like, I don't really dig that. Because in the SVU episode, the woman who was a hooker, they were trying to tell her to come in, you know. She was like 16 or something. And they're telling her to come in and, you know, get therapy and go through like the foster system or whatever. And she was saying, no, you know, my pimp treats me good. And then he was like, well, you know, come in and get rehabilitated. And she was like, no, you're about to get me smacked. And they're like, I thought you said that your pimp was good to you. And she's like, well, he's better than my stepfather, wherever it was for me. So, like, automatically there's all this stuff. Like, the teenage homeless woman who had an abusive family life and found herself on the street hooking up with pimp, you know, and that made me start thinking about Pretty Woman and how, like, why, what was her deal? Like, why, women don't just decide. It's not like the money's really good. You're like, oh, crap, yeah, this money's really good. I'm going to just go hook for a living, you know, and I'll be cool. I don't have to, like, have a 9-to-5 where I can work for 3 hours and make my wages, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a form of desperation. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Hooker Talk. I'm your host.
We're here, we're going to hear from our next caller here on Hooker Love. I don't know.
All women hate hookers, though, right?
Nah, not really. I think you have more sympathy for hookers.
I think it's a form of desperation. It's like, obviously, like, there's not, you don't have a lot of options, and you gotta do something to make money, and it's the bottom of the barrel, you know. It's the I don't want to say easiest, but it's the it's an option for fast money.
Yeah,
I know that from personal experience. I'm just saying.
I guess if I don't you, but see, that's it. The thing. Like the people, it's. I had a conversation with this woman in high school once where she said that, you know, well, that women have it easier than men because if they ever found themselves down and out, then they can always like pay a guy to have sex with them and then they'll have food. You know, they don't have to be homeless. They can always become a hooker. And I'm like, well, you got to be a certain type of person to want to sell your body for money. And the things that the men do to you aren't like, it's not like you light some candles and you get in a bubble bath and you have like a romantic evening with a man. No, it's cut and dry, and it's like you're a piece of meat, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
You know, like it's not like an experience. It's like, thank you, get the hell out of my car. You know?
It's for the pragmatic man who wants to just cut to the chase.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
So, speaking of selling your body for money, have you seen the Avengers trailer?
Yeah, you showed it to me.
Yes, I know. You're not supposed to tell everybody that. Yeah, we live together.
Okay, let me read you that. No, tell me more.
Well, you're supposed to say yes, but make it sound like you saw it somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Yes, I saw it at that other place.
Where nerds force you to watch comic book movies against your will. Yeah. So, what did you think of that?
I don't know yet. I really like Josh Whedon, and that's the only real thing.
Joss Whedon.
I really like
Joshua Whedon.
But that's the only thing really making me want to go see the movie, because I got burned with Iron Man.
Oh yeah, Iron Man 2 sucked.
Thor was like, alright. I liked Thor, but it wasn't, I liked it more like, like, I didn't like it like a big blockbuster movie.
You liked it because it had man pectoral muscles. Because
it had man boobs.
And
because it was about a sensitive
That
man.
Was the... I gotta tell you something. For a bunch of characters that are supposed to be Norse gods, and it's, like, all tied into the sort of Norse Viking mythology and all that stuff like that, those were some pussy Vikings.
Like, but it looks like just, it looks like Loki really is like
Thor is for like gay kids and for ladies. I don't know who, like, I just couldn't get into that movie.
It was a chick movie. It was totally a chick movie. Natalie Portman was the hero of the movie. You know, she was kind of the lead, and that one, Thor was kind of like her,
I don't know,
like her man, her like, look man at, toy.
Man toy. That's what they should have called that movie.
Thor, man toy. But Loki looks like he's like redeeming his character in Avengers. At least it appears something like that.
I hope so. But I don't have
what really about high hopes for that.
Captain
movie.
America.
Captain America is also kind of cute.
That's not what I meant. But
he's dreamy.
I agree. But anyway, no.
You also think he's dreamy? He's kind of dreamy.
I meant that they're spinning. What, that he's dreamy?
No, that superheroes or superhero movies are gearing more towards women in the dreamy factor. Because, like,
they're trying to cover all their bases.
Toby Maguire was not a dreamy dude. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe not to you.
and like, even Christopher Reeves was like, he's a good looking man, but he's not dreamy. You know, when he was Superman, like Michael Keaton was like not even close to being dreamy.
Michael Keaton is a very hunky man.
It was like, all right, Michael Keaton. Okay, got it. Check. And then you have like Jack Nicholson.
Well, you don't like your short and
you're
bald
like,
superheroes.
Okay, well, no. And you're like Danny DeVito. No. You know?
Sex symbol, Danny DeVito. Thank you.
Tommy Lee Jones. Nah, I'm good.
What about Val Kilmer?
And then like Kevin Spacey. No. But see, then they got Val Kilmer, and that was like a little bit of a hey now.
A little bit of a hey
but
now.
But then just recently, like now they have like Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans. Freaking, they had Ryan Reynolds. Look at Batman, like, here, then, and now. Michael Keaton versus Christian Bale, super hottie. Jack Nicholson versus Heath Ledger, also super hottie.
Were you attracted to Heath Ledger when he was in Joker makeup?
No.
Not really? Because I've heard, like, when you read the comments for any videos that have clips from The Dark Knight, like when the trailers came out and stuff like that. Girls would talk about how they were still attracted to Heath Ledger, even as the Joker.
Yeah, those are, like, crazy goth girls. Who are like, his scars are dreamy. Like, yeah. No, dude, he's, like, supposed to be a psychopath.
I know, he's a complete lunatic, but I guess some women want to be dominated by a clown or something.
I guess.
Like a fucked up, dirty
the
hobo
clown.
Fetishes. Yeah. Street clown. But anyway, so back to Avengers. So you're not interested in seeing how they follow up on Captain America in this one?
No, because I really liked Captain America. I thought Captain America was one of the best
that was
movies
my favorite.
I've seen in, like, the last, like, five
aside
or six years.
Aside from the first Iron Man, that was my favorite Marvel movie.
Yeah, that's true. I really liked the first Iron Man, and I really liked Captain America, and I never thought I would like Captain America.
Yeah.
Because I knew about the mythology, and I knew the storyline, and the movie really was true to those things, but had brought a whole other dimension to that character. Because I never thought I would like a guy who was like
dressed up in like a flag,
like superhero.
I said flag, by the way. Did everybody catch that? I said flag, American flag.
But it just seemed like I was like, okay, well, here's this guy who's kind of strong, you know. Like, how is
he kind of strong.
How does that make him any different from any other superhero?
Because he wears little wingies on his
head.
He
wears wingies. And he's dreamy. But they really appealed to the female, like, the females.
Yeah, they went out of their way with that one to give him a...
Totally.
Give him a
they could have had that whole movie without a romance, like, a romantic interest.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and I... Boo. I thought it really appealed to the ladies.
No, it was good. I liked it a lot. It was cool. And I'm interested to see what they do with that. Who else? Oh, they got the Hulk coming back also after the last movie, which is loosely still based on the mythology they set up in the Edward Norton Hulk. It's just not Edward Norton anymore.
Mm.
It's the much better actor. Not Vincent D'Onofrio. What is his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
Who is awesome.
I don't like him.
I don't know why you don't like him.
Because he's the same character in every movie that he does.
That I'll give you that because he shows up in a lot of movies playing bit parts that are essentially the same guy.
Yep.
You know what he does? He plays roles that are meant for Joe Pantoliano. The guy from the Matrix, yeah. Cypher. The guy who is a traitor. Mm. He plays the roles that are supposed to be for him in movies. Like the little bit parts. But when he gets to play big characters, like he was in Zodiac, and other things. It's very good. He's a very good actor. I'm looking forward to him playing the Hulk. He's got he's more along the lines of Bill Bixby, and Bill Bixby is kind of the definitive Bruce Banner.
I think they aged him. Either that or he's just getting old.
He's old. He's older now.
How old is he?
Probably mid to late 40s. Probably around the same as Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Yeah.
He's probably like late 30s.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, I'd bet money he was late 30s.
We would look that up, but we're too lazy right now, so we'll have to follow up on that later.
So, okay, so as I get older, I notice certain things, and I've noticed lately that people that I meet who I think are older than me are turning out to be younger than me. I'm like, damn, these people are old, and then I'm like, oh my god, they're like 2 years younger than me. Or I look at their birth dates. Like, I'll meet a family, and then they'll have kids, and I'll talk to them, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then I'll look, and they'll be younger than me, and I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. How does that make you feel? Is this Marissa therapy time?
Yes. it makes me feel both sad and happy, because I'm like, oh, I should be further in life, and yay, I'm not there yet. You know? I'm like, damn it. But cool, I still got years before I gotta do that stuff over there. You know?
Yeah.
Like if I was in their shoes, they'd look at me like, oh, no fair. You know? I'm
like, yeah. Well, they wouldn't be able to go see the Avengers because they'd have stupid kids.
Yeah. And then they'd have to be all responsible and crap. But you know what? I think I would be cool with my kids. I think I would be a cool mom. Or an annoying mom, one or the other. Like, my kids are going to be super conservative because they're going to be...
They're going to rebel against you because you're a liberal, bleeding-heart hippie.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, well, I believe in less taxes for the rich.
Like,
the kids inside of us are coming out.
Into sports and crap.
They won't. They'll love sports and they won't want to occupy Wall Street.
Like, my daughters will want to just be, like, housewives and moms and marry rich and stuff. And I'll be like, no, find your dreams and be an artist, you know. And they'll be, no, I want to conform and be something womenly.
Womenly.
Sure.
So is that a not interested in the Avengers? Is that what we're coming back around to here?
No, I want to see it. I want to go see it on like opening night.
Were you impressed with Whedon with the trailer, like the scale of the movie?
It looks like a cartoon.
It looks like a live action cartoon.
Yeah. It makes me think of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I was not a fan of.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
I saw the entire series in like 5 days or something. I can't remember the time span. I watched the entire series on Netflix before. I don't know if they took it off yet or not. But I dug it. It was fun. I mean, there's a couple of weak seasons, but it was fun stuff. And I was a little worried about this one, but it looks like he's good with ensembles and he knows comics. Mm-hmm. And he knows live action, so I feel like it should be okay.
Well, I think that's what, like with Captain America, I was a big like, I don't know if I want to see that movie because it can't have too much action and it can't be that exciting because it's just about a guy who has a lot of strength, you know,
and a shield, probably, and a sweet shield,
you know. And I'm like, okay, well, it's probably just gonna hit all the beats and then just move on, you know. Like, set it up for Avengers. I really thought it was just going to set it up for Avengers. But then you told me that the director was
Joe Johnston.
Was the same guy who did October Sky. And I love October Sky. And then I was in. I was like, let's go. Let's do this.
And I was like, it's not out yet. And you're like, I don't care. Let's go see it right now.
Yeah. I was like, right now. And we slept at the theater steps until it came out.
Yeah. 6 months
later. But then I was really excited because I love October Sky. October Sky is one of my favorite movies.
And he also did The Rocket Pants.
And Rocketeer. I like that. Yeah. Rocketeer. It's been a really long time, but I remember liking Rocketeer.
It's hard not to like it even if you don't really like it that much because it's just really cool, mm-hmm. You know?
And I like Joss Whedon. I think that's the only thing that's saving the Avengers for me right now. But the trailer, it looks like...
You don't like... Captain America getting all in Tony Stark's face and being like, you're a bitch. And Tony's like, oh, I gotta go cry. Do you think Captain America... This is all the movie... This is all that matters in the movie, because all the 8-year-old... And just wondering which superhero could beat up the other one. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, do you think Captain America could beat up Iron Man?
No. Because he has missiles. He could beat up a tank.
Oh, that's right. He blew up a tank. Yeah.
He could totally beat up a tank. He could beat up the Iron Giant if he wanted to. Okay, wait. Pause for soda opening.
Wait. For editing.
No, I don't think Captain America could beat up Iron Man. And then, you know what? Even if he could, Iron Man would just fly away. He would just fly into the air and then just shoot him with some missiles. And that would be the end of Captain America. Yeah. Like, it's nice knowing you, buddy.
You're right. Iron Man is the baddest. But Iron Man couldn't beat Thor.
Probably not, because he's got, like, a magical hammer.
Well, he's all magical.
Yeah. This is true.
I know they tried to give us some science thing, but it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
The explanation, I mean. In the movie, but...
But a movie I do want to see. Fuck him up. Because you told me I have to watch trailers so I could, like, talk about all of this.
Wait, you actually did that?
I did! That's what I was doing! Why are you working?
Damn,
I was watching trailers!
I thought we didn't agree on that, so you... I didn't watch them.
I was watching trailers.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about it.
Movie I really want to see, and I broke down, and I finally watched the trailer, and I said I was not going to watch the trailer, but I was like, I got to see if this is even going to be worth it.
The new Twilight movie.
The new Twilight movie.
Hungry Moon.
Shark 3D. Which, by the way, all these, like, corny 3D movies are making a lot of money. The Hunger Games. I'm kind of excited about The Hunger Games.
Well, you read the books.
Yeah, but it was a teaser. It was like a teaser, and it didn't show too much, but just watching it for like half a second made me go, I have to see this movie. I don't know if I'm going to go to the movie theaters to see it, but I have to see this movie. Got to see The Hunger Games. I'm very excited. Very excited.
All right. I don't want to alarm you, but you haven't said anything about why you wanted to see it.
Because it's The Hunger Games.
Okay. Did you see any others? I was watching trailers the whole time.
Well,
you watched one
there's
teaser.
There's a lot of really bad movies. There's In Time with Justin Timberlake that looks awful.
That looks fucking horrendous.
And then there's...
That looks so bad I want to see it anyway just because I'm going to laugh at it the entire time.
There's Human Centipede 2.
Full Throttle. Full System. What is it?
I don't know.
Full
insect action. I don't know. The have you seen the movie cover thing? The poster? For me, the poster, it's like a bunch. It looks like a centipede.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of people.
And then when you really look at it, it's a bunch of people, and it's kind of gross.
Get it?
Yeah. Get it. Human cockroach. And then, what else? Shark 3D.
Shark Night 3D?
Yeah, that looks awful. But it just looks like a fun movie, I guess.
Did you see American Reunion?
No.
They're doing another American Pie movie?
I saw it, but I was like, I'm not watching it.
Yeah. It's been almost 10 years since the last one. It was like the last one was 2003, and now they're doing another one.
Yeah, there's a baby in it now, which is weird.
It's like three men and a little lady. When they tried to do a sequel to Three Men and a Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like three men and an old lady or whatever. Didn't they do like another
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that's the next movie. Three old dudes. And an even older chick.
Yeah.
And then three gravestones and a woman.
Yeah.
And then grandma and her picture of her creepy uncles that she knew when she got older. And then just...
That one kind
of
got away from me.
And then
I'm
just
gonna have to go ahead and cut you off now.
I didn't understand that movie either. Like,
which one?
I don't know what happened with the 80s, but like they all movies didn't make any sense. So
you know what happened
in
the 80s? Steve Guttenberg happened.
So this woman has a baby, right? She gets knocked up by this guy, and then she has his baby.
Isn't it a retelling of the Christ story?
No.
Aren't they like the three kings?
No. And then she goes all like apeshit and leaves the baby with the dude, and then the dude's like, "Oh, I guess we have a baby now," you know.
So these three
begin.
These three gay guys take the baby. And then raise
her.
Who
would do that? Who would be like, hey, my roommate has a baby now. We're going to just raise it, you know?
Why were there like three older dudes living together, by the way?
Because they're roommates. I don't know.
I guess. They're in New York.
New York, yeah. Rent's high.
Living near Chelsea by any chance.
And then Batshit Mom comes back and it's everything's alright again. And then Batshit Mom falls in love with roommate and three guys. Oh yeah, and then the three dudes just decide that they're gonna like still stay together with the baby and the chick and then the guy who got her knocked up and
It was Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and who was the other? Ted Danson. Who's your favorite out of those three?
At what time in my life?
Ooh.
Guttenberg was like, I had a crush on him.
That's Guttenberg, not Goomberg.
I had a crush on him because of...
You had a crush on Guttenberg?
Police Academy, a Cocoon.
But you had a crush on the guy because of Police Academy?
Well, he was in all the movies and he was always like the charming
I would have
dude.
Accepted something about Cocoon.
Ted Danson
and
was
then,
always creepy.
And then Police Academy would have been like, and then that's when I stopped liking him. But because of Police Academy?
No, because in Police Academy he was like the bad boy, slick cop dude. Like, hey.
Bad boy? Wasn't he the clean cut one?
No, he was like the bad boy. He wasn't the best one. He was like the bad boy, like only one step away from getting kicked out of the academy. And he always had like that love interest who was like, why can't you clean up your act? And he was like, because I'm a bad boy.
Okay, so then you used to love Steve Guttenberg, and then...
And now he's creepy.
And now Steve Guttenberg's even awesomer now. And he's all roided out, which is crazy.
So now I guess my favorite would be Tom Selleck. Because he's like, he's hot pants.
Tom Selleck is the shit.
He's got to trim his mustache, though, because it's like...
Have you seen him without the mustache, though? He looks weird.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He looks weird. But with the mustache, he's rocking
it. Ted Danson always was creepy to me.
Ted Danson, I think I heard someone make the comparison that Ted Danson looks like Hellboy if he wasn't a demon.
I don't get that, but okay.
Like if Hellboy was a man.
I still don't get that.
Okay. We'll just move on.
You big, roided out dude.
No, not the buffness, just the face. Just the Hellboy face. It just looks... Anyway, whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's just move on. I don't like any of those guys.
Meh.
I don't like them. Nothing personal, just not a fan. Except for Magnum P.I., I guess. But I never really watched that as a kid. Magnum P.I.?
Mm-hmm.
I watched... what was the one with the helicopter?
Mm.
Magnum Copter. I don't know. TJ Tiger Force. I don't know what the hell that thing was. It was like a helicopter.
Can we name this episode TJ Tiger Force?
Yes, that's the name of this one. TJ Tiger Force.
Is that
Force.
A real show?
Nope. I just mixed like three shows together. I couldn't remember the title.
Can we rename our podcast? TJ Tiger Force?
That would have been an awesome name. I'm so regretting Boom Patrol. Yeah.
Can we get t-shirts and put TJ Tiger Force on them? And just a helicopter, like a silhouetted helicopter, and maybe fire behind it?
Maybe we could.
TJ Tiger Force.
But
we have to, like, somehow make it vintage.
Yes. So.
Yeah?
Talk about the crab.
I'm gonna give you cue cards.
Really?
Okay, so the other night, I want to say that you and I have really horrible sleeping patterns, very, very, very horrible sleeping patterns. Both of us seem to be suffering from insomnia, so, like, most times I can't sleep, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm thinking about work, or I'm thinking about just, like, worries. And the other
or
night,
like Steve Guttenberg.
Or Steve Guttenberg. Like, I have dreamy thoughts about Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
And I think of it in the 80s, like, montage.
Yep. Anyway, you were saying?
Last night, I think it was last night, I couldn't sleep, and I woke up, and the reason why I couldn't sleep, and it just haunted me for hours, is because there's this picture of... And you showed it to me, of this crab that's about the size of a trash can, and it's on a trash can.
Yep.
And it's just
giant,
like...
Giant crab.
Giant
I don't
crab.
Know where those are indigenous to, but they're around.
Yeah. And I don't know why, it was just... All of a sudden, I was thinking about this giant crab, and I was thinking, and I couldn't remember if in the picture there was a car next to that crab. And then I kept thinking, because I know it was in a driveway, and I was like, is there a car there? Or was there, it was like parked in the garage? And then I kept thinking, like, how the hell do you get out of the driveway when there's a big-ass crab on your trash can?
You mean you're in a situation where you'd have to drive over the crab?
Like, and then I was thinking, like, well, maybe the crab is asleep. And you could just kind of, like, inch over to your car. But then what if it's not asleep? Like, do you bank on the fact that it'll be asleep? Or maybe it just, it's, like, hugging this giant trash
can. Maybe it's having sex with your trash can.
And it's, like, it's okay. Like, it's happy next to your trash can. And then, like, you don't have to worry. Or is it skittish? You know, like, how do you know? Because I'm thinking you just come out of your house and then you're like, oh my God, you know, like, but I got to go to work. What do I do?
Yeah.
You know?
Here's my suggestion would be attempting to drive over the crab, but here's the problem. You drive over the crab and you run over it and it's super hard exoskeleton. You don't even get the whole thing. You get like part of it. Because you just don't have that much precision when you tip over a garbage can. Because if you're lucky, you'll just kill the thing instantly, but you won't be lucky. And you'll run over, like, one of its legs and a little bit of its shell. It'll shatter and then lodge itself into your tire, pop the tire of your car, and then also create sort of a blocking type of thing. Like, It'll basically lodge itself in there and then block you from even driving anymore. Because it'll just skid out your... It'll just freak out your... Why am I not able to say this? It'll fuck up your shit. And so now you're trapped. And then you have a vengeful, angry, like, in total survival mode, giant crab. And it's big enough and powerful enough to probably puncture your car that's made of fiberglass.
I wish there was a way to have, like, a prerequisite for this podcast so you could see this picture. Because it's not a king crab. Because a king crab has a round little body and, like, all these crazy arms. But this thing is, like, huge. It's got, like, these big old fat
It looks like it could arms. Easily snap... It could easily snap your head off. Like, if it caught up to you, it could take a limb off with its claws.
Well, here's... Okay, so here's where my thought process went. Like, dilemma number one. How do you get into your car and move that trash can out of the way? If you so decide to. And then dilemma number two. Dilemma number one. How do you get in your car? Like, do you sneak by? Dilemma number two is, how do you get out of the driveway? You know, like, do you run over the crab? Or what do you do? And then I was thinking, like, okay, wait. So if I can just get in the car. Like, because if I get close to the crab, it might skitter at you, you know? It's like, ah! Because it's obviously, it's like, this is my trash can! You know? So it's like all angry at you, like, get away! You know? So I'm like, okay, well, let's just assume that the crab won't do that. So maybe you climb into the passenger side, and then you get to your car. And then what if you try to run over the crab, and then, like, it's like... Like, I don't think anything would just sit there, like, oh, crap, I'm getting run over. I think it would skitter, and it would, like, climb up to your, like, on top of your car, and, like, just sit on your windshield and, like, stare at you.
It wouldn't even try to kill you, it would just stare at you.
It would just look at you, and then, like, if you try, wherever you drove, it would just be there, so then you're, like, trapped in your car, you know? So,
well, like, let's look at it this way.
All you could do is, like, just drive really fast to try to make it blow off.
It's giant. Like on the freeway.
And then I was thinking, like, okay, if you even get to that point, maybe you don't even get to that point. And I was literally up for like 3 hours thinking about this. What if you don't get to that point and you get close to your car and the thing like attacks you because it's like territorial? I don't know if crabs are territorial. I don't know. And if you were that big, why not? Why not be? Because you know like half the world is afraid of you. So then you try to get up to the crab. And it, like, attacks you. And obviously you're near a beach somewhere, wherever your house is. And you try to run away from it. But it's really hard to run on the beach. You know? Like, have you ever tried to run on the beach? It's like running through mud. Like, your feet sink in and your legs hurt. You're like, oh, this sucks. You know? And then, but those things have, like, these little spiny legs. So it doesn't care. It's like, they just come at you. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe if you ran on... Like, the side where the water is, where the beach isn't, like, compressed.
You're right.
You can run faster. But I'm like, but then this thing's gonna run faster. And then I was thinking, would I sacrifice somebody?
like some nearby
like
person?
Like, I see some dude lying sunbathing, or some chick sunbathing. She doesn't know what's going on. Would I, like, run over her body? try to sacrifice, like, eat them instead.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Would I do that? And it, would I, like, do it to a dog?
Would you throw it at the crab as, like, an offering? Like, take, like, so that it would be distracted ripping apart the dog.
I know, take the chihuahua instead. Like, I give it offerings. Like, here, throw it meat, something, chicken, you know. I don't know what a crab eat. Do they even eat meat?
They eat humans, mostly.
I don't even think it would want to eat me. I think it would just want to hurt me.
Like, it just want to kill you to make sure you are no longer a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, I sat up for a good couple hours just thinking about this. Like, would... And what kind of person would I be if I sacrificed somebody else? And would it be, like, okay if I warned them first? Like, hey, you're going to be attacked by a crab in a second. And then just jump over them and run back to my car.
Listen, they're as good as dead if they're not reacting to the giant crab chasing you.
And I imagine that they would be in a bathing suit and I would not be because I'm just trying to get to work.
Right.
So I'm imagining that their skin would be, like, reflective and the crab would naturally want to go to them. But then what if it still goes after me? I don't know. Maybe I could grab a bicycle because there's typically bicycles on the beach.
If you could, then that would be your best bet. But if you tried to drive it in the sand, you'd be screwed. Don't ever bicycle in the sand.
Yeah.
Stay on the path.
It's not like you can raid it. Would you go to, like, CVS? Get, like, 6 raid bottles?
You know, they're not, like, I don't know if they...
They're not insects, but it's poison. It can probably raid a human.
Well, some of those bugs, some of those things are like bugs, though. Like, lobsters are insect-related. I think crabs are related to spiders. They are insects. They're like relatives of insects.
So you could raid it.
I guess you're right, yeah. You could. Maybe that's the best thing to do. I think you might have to, like, inject it or something, though. Or you need, like, a grenade, because that thing's got a shell. You need a gun. Even if you had a gun, I still wouldn't be very confident. Like, if I had a revolver...
Baseball bat.
If I had a revolver... No, baseball bat, it would destroy you. There's not enough reach on that thing.
Like, that's the thing, like, I get the idea that if one of its limbs went away, it would still, like... It'd be cool. And just be like, whatever, I'm just good. I got 7 of these or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I don't know anything about crabs.
And the odd number of limbs.
I know nothing about crabs.
Yeah.
You think you would try to, like, avenge all the crabs that were eaten by other people? Even though I've never
eaten
a
crab. I'm sure they hate humans. I'm telling you.
I'm sure
they gotta hate us by now.
I'm sure. I wish I knew what the origin of that
The origin of crabs?
No, that picture, so I can email that person and be like, what did you do? Is it still there? Does it just live there now? It's like baby crabs?
Yeah.
You
maybe
just never throw out garbage ever again?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You need, like, a Molotov cocktail or something, or just some shit. I don't know.
I don't know.
What we've gotten from this is that there's no solid answer for how to deal with that. And if the crabs decided to do some sort of uprising, we wouldn't be able to deal with it.
That would be scary. What if it was, like, the birds, but it was called the crabs?
Yeah, but that sounds like an
and
STD.
And they all come out of the ocean?
That sounds like an STD thing, though. That doesn't sound like... You call a movie The Crabs. It just doesn't sound right.
By the way... For crabs, the STD. Why do they exist?
Why do they exist?
Yeah.
To embarrass you?
Because,
when,
like,
you go to the doctor.
Can't you just get rid of it, like, really easily?
Not easily. You gotta do the whole process, which I think involves poison and shaving and all kinds of crap.
No, isn't it just like lice? Like, if you're a boy and you have lice, you can just shave your head and then the lice are gone.
Yeah.
You have no place to hide. You just shave your head, wash your head.
Yeah.
Fix up your little, like, I'm sure there's bites and stuff on your head.
Uh-huh.
And then they're gone. That's what I would do. If I had a little boy and he got lice, I'd be like, I'm really sorry. You're probably going to get made fun of. We can put a, like, we'll shave an initial or something in your head.
Well, kids getting their head shaved nowadays is not the same as it was back then. Like, back in the day, like, 20-something years ago, if you got your head shaved randomly, it was funny. Nowadays, kids have their head shaved. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I guess. You can't do the same thing with chicks.
No, because then you get the Sinead O'Connor thing, and it's not... Well, it's dated. Who's bald now?
Nobody.
Natalie Portman was the last bald girl.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you just... yeah, girls would just get ridiculed to the end of time. You'll always be remembered as that chick that had no hair because she was dirty.
Yeah, that would be really fucked up. I don't know how you deal with that.
Just cut their hair really, really short.
Oh, okay, hold on 1 second. We'll be right back with you. And we're back. That's it. Okay, so I don't know what we were talking about before, so we're going to start over.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a significant gap. I think there's about a week and a half gap between when we stopped versus when we're going now, so I don't know what the hell we were talking about. But it's over.
I like how you're not going to, like, play that off at all.
No, no, that wasn't a quick bathroom break. That was...
that was 2 weeks have passed.
So... we do have something that we want to talk about right off the bat, though. That's very important. That affects all of us here on the Braindead Radio Network and in the universe. And it's whether or not GIF is the correct pronunciation for the .gif file type. I happen to know, being a huge fucking nerd, and having created animated GIFs in high school and learning this from my teacher, my computer teacher, who oddly enough was not my teacher, but I used to skip classes to go to computer class because that's what a huge fucking nerd I am. I would skip class not to go do something cool, but to go to computer class to make animated GIFs. So take it from me, the cool guy.
Do you think maybe it's GIF?
It was pronounced... So here's the thing. I found out it was pronounced GIF, and I've always pronounced it GIF, but I know everyone else pronounces it GIF. And I don't want to be obnoxious and correct anyone. Well, actually, it's pronounced GIF. Because, really, it doesn't make much sense that it's pronounced GIF.
Anyway. Well, I always thought it was pronounced GIF. I never thought it was pronounced GIF. And then, listening to Braindead Radio, now I'm thinking maybe it's a regional thing.
No, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect anyone. But it's just funny because it's been so long now, it's been over 10 years since I found this out, I didn't even remember which was which anymore. I just do it out of habit. So I heard GIF again, and I was like, is it really pronounced GIF? Because I'm thinking now, maybe I just got that wrong, you know, whatever. So I fucking looked it up. It stands for Graphic Interface Format. It was created in 1987. All right.
What year? 1987?
1987, or otherwise known as the year of RoboCop.
the Chinese New Year.
Yes.
And this year is the year of RoboCop.
Yep.
Children born in this year.
According to the creators, CompuServe, it's pronounced GIF, like with a J. It is intended to be pronounced GIF. That comes directly from the creators of it. So... I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there, that's what they want. This is not about us. This is not against anyone. Now, this comes from olsenhome.com/GIF. That's Olsen as O-L-S-E-N home.com/GIF. G-I-F. And that's the source that I'm getting this from. That could be complete horseshit. I don't know.
Because
you can type anything you want on the internet.
Challenge but, interweb people.
It's not a challenge.
It's called... Let's play a game. It's kind of called Prove Randall
okay.
Wrong.
No, that's not a game. And also, why are you making this worse?
Sorry.
And get that drink
no,
out
No, I
here.
Want this!
Okay, so anyway. So it's supposed to be pronounced GIF. Nobody gives a shit. It doesn't matter. So this is going to be a new segment called...
Prove Randall Wrong.
So this is going to be a new segment called Stuff No One Gives a Shit About. What?
I have a lot of caffeine. Mm. Which I found out today because I told one of my coworkers that I'd take my large coffees with 3 extra shots. And they're like, that's 6 shots. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, that's 6 shots. And then they found out, they're like, well, what's the recommended, like, what's the amount that you're supposed to have before, like, it's like, a bad thing? It's 300 milligrams. It turns out I take 800 milligrams of caffeine a day. Mm. So I gotta cut it out. She started talking to me like I was a drug.
Is that why you talk so fucking fast?
Maybe. Maybe I'm hopped up on.
Because you get mad because your colleagues can't keep up with you, but you're like, blah, 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 and you're trying to train somebody on how to do something, so you don't fucking slow it down. And you're just like, hey, 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 take it easy there, Speedy Gonzalez. Not a racist.
Hey,
not a
hey,
racist
comment. Hey.
Not intended to be racist.
Racist.
Not intended to be racist. I was pointing
I'm
it out.
Hispanic, you gotta call me Gonzalez.
I was pointing, I only made that parallel because you're Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you're fast. Not racist. By the way, so, as funny as, we both tried to sleep in today. Today's yep. Friday, November yep. something. No, it's 11-11-11. This is when we're picking up the podcast again. Our manager decided that in order to beat the rain, the impending rain, he was going to have the people come and re-roof the place at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed at 4 a.m., and you had to get up. You were going to sleep in until about 9:30.
Oh, because I've been getting up at like 5:36 every day this week.
Right.
And been working like pretty long hours. And this big, huge project we were working on at work finally got done yesterday. And I got to sleep in today. Which turned out to be not sleeping in today. Because they started working
so
on our roof at 7
that,
in the morning.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, so anyway...
I wanted to explain myself.
So we wake up to the and the power drills and the ladders smashing up against right against our window and all that business at about 7 a.m., which is great. By the way, yeah, that's awesome. 3 hours after you go to sleep, getting woken up by that's perfect. And then actually trying to sleep through it out of spite. I slept out of spite this morning. I like forced myself to go unconscious several times. Which I've never done before. So it was funny because I was talking to our manager about fixing this stuff up. And it's funny because we've had a problem with the roof leaking for about... We moved here in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2011, last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to me about... he's like, well, I noticed this and I want to get on top of it immediately. I was like, immediately? It's been like... fucking four years. And then it's probably been like that even longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, so then I hired these good people. And it was like, it's a crack team of like random guys from Home Depot who you pick up and have work on stuff. And they're ripping the place apart and they're throwing pieces of roof onto the awning. You can hear that all day long. It sounds like it's raining outside. Apparently, after this, things are going to be much better. Because right now, what happens is the drain doesn't work, so the water overflows, and it hits our aluminum awning. So it sounds like there's a hurricane going on outside every time it rains, and then you'll go out and you realize that the rain has been stopped for like 9 hours, and that it's just the water leaking off the roof.
Well, did he tell you what happened? Because he was showing me this morning. He said that because the gutter was... stuck, that there was water just collecting up there. So he went up there a couple days ago, and there was like pools of water up there. And it rained last week. So there's like pools of water up there. And it was funny because he was telling me, he was like, so he was looking at the roof, and he got the roof guy to come out. And then when the roof guy pulled up the shingles, he said that like, basically, there was no roof anymore. It was, he said, you could put your hand through the wood. That's how rotted away it was.
Oh, my God. I didn't know anything about that.
And he showed me. He was like, come here, look at this rotted wood. And I'm looking at him like, I got to go to work. You know? Yeah. He was like, come here, look at the rotted wood. And he showed me the rotted wood. And then he said that they're replacing, like, basically the whole roof, the section of the roof. And he says that if he had let it go for much longer, the apartments on the second floor would have all flooded.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was funny because when I saw him, he was watching and he was telling me this. It looked like he was about to cry. And then he was telling me, he's like, I saw it. He said the same thing. I saw it. I felt like I needed to do something about it. And that's why I'm doing something about it. And then he looks at me and he goes, did you not notice it? And I'm like, was I supposed to report that to you? And then he was talking about, and he's like, well, sometimes Randall would complain about the rain noise. It's like, okay.
When did I complain about the rain noise?
I have no idea. I have no idea. He's like, sometimes Randall will complain about the noise from the rain. It probably wasn't.
Oh, you know why? You know what he probably got that from was from our stupid crazy neighbor when I told her that the rain was loud on the awning. Mm. She probably told him that. We used to have that stupid crazy neighbor who's finally moving out. She probably told him that. Because they think I'm like a lunatic because I told this crazy person to keep it down. And then she called the cops and did this whole thing. And it was like, all I said was your music's loud. And it's really late. It's like midnight. And I'm trying to work. And Marissa's trying to sleep. That's it.
Yeah.
And it turned into this whole giant thing. So now the managers think I'm a lunatic. Who's like, need it absolutely quiet.
We could totally cut this out. But the landlord asked me if you had race problems.
Are you fucking serious? Is that because our crazy neighbor was black?
Yeah, he's like, well, does Randall have race problems? That's what he said. He's like,
oh my god, dude, what the fuck, man?
I looked at him, I was like, no, not at all.
Does he know?
And I kept thinking, like, you know, I'm like Mexican, right?
Yeah. Does he know you're Mexican? Does he know that my family's Mexican? Does he know that I don't give a shit what color anybody is if they're an obnoxious asshole? That's so fucking stupid. That's insanity. That's what the manager was trying to imply when I told him that she was being loud.
Well, I think it's coming from the manager, though.
Yeah, and he thinks I'm a racist.
Well, see, this is what's wrong. This is what's fucking wrong with everybody. He was like, oh, she's of another culture, and you should settle with the fact that she's loud. And it's like, no. You know, that has nothing to do with how loud. Since when is loud TV equal culture?
this person would have her TV blaring. You could hear what she was watching through the ceiling from any time in the middle of the night. I mean, starting 8, 9 o'clock, it would start blaring. And if you let it go, it would be blaring till 6 a.m. the next day. Just blaring. You know this. We experienced this. And it was really hard. I'm a lighter sleeper than you. It was really hard to sleep when that was going on. And it was obnoxious. And then she would yell and scream in her own apartment all day long. And I could hear her talking through the ceiling. I've heard other people out. Our manager's fairly loud. I can hear him when he talks through the ceiling. Still not as loud as she was. She was just yelling, screaming, stomping around, throwing things. She was a lunatic. I don't know what the hell was going on up there. She was out of her mind. And so I would go up there and tell her it's too loud. And then I wouldn't even tell her what to do. I just say it's really loud. Like, you know, make your own decision here, but you got to do something. But she's a fucking adult. I'm not going to tell her what to do. And that's when she called the cops. And then she started complaining that I was harassing her and stuff like that. And I was pounding on her door even though I rang the doorbell. Because she couldn't even hear me knocking on the door because her fucking shit was so loud.
Well, she was crazy.
And she was out of her mind. And she would always, like, follow me around the neighborhood and stuff like that and ask me if it was too loud. And I'd say yes. And then she'd get mad and try to fight with me about it and stuff. She was a complete fucking lunatic. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking talk to the neighbors. I don't give a shit. I'm just doing my own thing. You know?
My favorite part was after the whole bit when she said that she thought we should all go on a picnic.
Yeah, well, we had the meeting with the manager. We had a meeting with the managers because we would tell them about this, and then they'd be like, well, you know, the manager, who's a fucking pussy, was like, God, that guy's a fucking coward. He would be like, well, you know, she's from a different culture and blah, blah, blah. Like, what does that fucking mean, dude? Like, what culture is it cool to just blast your TV at them in the middle of 2 a.m.? Like, where is that accepted? Because that's not what I'm paying for here. Mm. It's stupid and it's inconsiderate. It's also not legal. It's not cool to do, like, by any standard. And so he was a pussy, didn't do anything. And then finally he told the owner and the manager, and then we all had that meeting where everybody was crazy. And then everybody was losing. The managers were yelling at her. She was trying to play the innocent card and that we were harassing her and stuff, even though she went off, dude. Remember, she was yelling for like hours after that one time when I just went to the door and told her it was too loud. She freaked out. She said I just called the cops, that I was harassing her, yelled directly at the manager. You were there. Mm-hmm. Called me a fucking crybaby and shit just because I said it was too loud. She was out of her mind.
And then like 3-4 hours after we went to bed, she's pounding on the door. Mm-hmm. And then went and got the manager, had the manager come and pound on the door too, like to ask for forgiveness. And just like, too little, too late.
Yeah, I told her we weren't going to be dealing with her anymore, and yelling over her because she was a complete psycho, and then slamming the door and just being like, I'm done with you. That's it. Mm-hmm. And then she would still be really loud after that, and then we had the meeting with the owners and stuff, and then they told her to be quiet, and then she disappeared for 6 months, and now she's leaving and stuff. But I don't know how that translates into race. I don't know where the race part of that comes in, because that's just an annoying fucking human being. Like, that...
Well, the change over the white person. Our neighborhood vendors were telling us, watch out for that chick because she's cuckoo face.
Oh, yeah. The guys at AMPM were like, I remember going to AMPM and being like, they're like, how's it going? I'm like, oh, God, my crazy fucking neighbor. I mean, Jesus, she was driving me insane. So I just like was like, my insane neighbor. And they're like, is she an older black lady? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, watch out for her, you know. And then she was the one who was like telling, they said, she told them to go back to their own country, and like she would just piss everyone off.
And then that meeting was the weirdest thing of all, where she was like, I'm so sorry, but I couldn't be loud. And the landlord's yelling at her, wear headphones. You wear headphones.
He told her to watch her TV. And she's like,
I just wish one day we could all go on a picnic.
She called this the best apartment building in California. Yeah. Which I thought was insane. Like, it's an old, crappy building.
She's like, this is the best apartment ever.
Yeah, she was out of her mind. Anyway, it was a nightmare. She's fucking gone. Good riddance. This is bullshit. Again, I don't know how that translates to race at all. I don't know what about that is racially motivated about telling somebody to shut the fuck up for being stupid or insane or whatever.
I just thought it was funny that off. He asked me. I thought that was really weird.
Yeah, he's like, oh, am I racist because I don't like someone for being
not
obnoxious?
Racist. He said he thought you had racial problems.
Racial problems? What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Anyway. Jesus. Anyway, this is what we're dealing with.
Just run to love the racial problems.
God. What the fuck? You're dealing with people like, they can't figure this out. And then they just force it into something that they can understand. And the easiest thing is I'm a white guy. Like a really white guy. And this person's black, so it must be racially motivated. It's like, it can't be just that I'm a person who doesn't want to deal with someone who's a lunatic. So that's it. I think we're going to wrap it up here. Tomorrow I'm supposed to go paintballing. I'm mildly terrified, only because I don't know what to expect. I've never fired a real weapon before outside of a Nerf gun, so I don't know how I'm probably going to be dead weight, but I don't think any of the other people going have ever done it before either. I don't know. There's something you're supposed to play on the field called a Dorito. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what I don't know what's going on.
What's
I don't
a Dorito?
Know. I don't know how to flank. I don't know how to Dorito. I don't
are
know
they
how
gonna,
to do anything.
Are they going to put you all in a line and have like two captains and they're all going to pick one? Yeah, and I think you're so. Going to be the last one to be picked.
Yeah, I'm going to be that guy. And I know I'm going to get hit right away.
Your own team
right
captain will shoot you because you're a liability.
Yeah, they're just going to off me before I even get on the field. And they're going to be like, it's going to come down to the point where they're just like, can you just like not play for a while? Because you suck. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. Maybe it'll be cathartic. Maybe I'll kick ass. Maybe I'll be a paintball champion when I get back. Maybe it'll be horrible. Maybe it'll destabilize me completely. Perhaps my racism will surface. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, remember what the sign-off is?
Shut up and dance.